The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يهو بليه استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
منبر. A lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I wanted to, share with you this hadith for myself and you all as a way of, it's time really to do a muhasabah of nafs. One of the terms used in spiritual development in Islam. And what does muhasabah mean? Muhasabah in nafs, basically self-evaluation, self-assessment, self-appraisal, or self-criticism. We have to look at ourselves, only then we will be able to move forward. Because there are different levels for spirituality. The number one is the issue, the state of yaqza. You come to realize that, okay, there is an issue. Those who don't even know that, they are in the state of ghaflat, heedlessness. But once you are conscious, then the next step is to do tawbah, ask forgiveness for the sins. Once you, in a way, clean the slate, now it's time to build on positives. And the very first thing would be muhasabah, to take this assessment of oneself. And this is where, we have to see this guideline from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq that I presented can be a beginning point for us. Look at these items, where we are at. If we are closer, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for further guidance. And if we are not close, then we should look at the deficiencies and the weaknesses that we have. And nobody is masoom, but we have to then work diligently to improve ourselves. When we talk about this muhasabah of nafs, self-evaluation, this is an important part in the early stages of spiritual development. If you look at this surah that we recite in Friday prayers, and if you look at the role of the Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي بَعْثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ, that Allah is the one who raised the Prophet among the people of Mecca. What was his role? يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Before that, of course, is the issue يَتُلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. The basic role of a Rasul is to convey the message of Allah, to recite the ayat. But after that, on a practical level, what does he do? يُزَكِّيهِمْ. يُزَكِّيهِمْ means he purifies them. Now, we don't have the system of baptism. It's not that Rasulullah used to say, okay, stand here and I'll put water on you. No, here, purification means spiritual purification. Means to improve their akhlaq and their behavior. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. After tazkiyah of the nafs comes the issue of ta'aleem. The issue of educating and instructing about the Quran and the wisdom, which covers everything. And this is where I think we many times miss out. Many times we say the problem is people are ignorant. So you need ta'aleem. But before ta'aleem, you need tazkiyah. Akhlaq comes before the whole process of education. Even in the philosophy of education, there is a lot to say about it. But eventually, even some of the European experiments on this issue, they have come to realize that during the early stages of a child, it is not really, knowledge as such. It is more about, the behavior, which has to be, that should be the focus for the first 7 years. Very, very much like what the Prophet had said earlier. And so this issue of tazkiyah is very important. And the Prophet says in one of the statements where he says, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. You know, do evaluation of or examining yourself before you are examined. Wazinu qabla an tuzanu. Look at your worth before the judge on the day of Qiyamah is going to say, what is your worth? And this is where you will be preparing yourself lil arz al akbar for the great, you know, appointment on the day of Qiyamah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a statement again from the sixth Imam talking to his companion Abdullah bin Jundab. He says that it is the duty of every Muslim who knows us, who knows the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, that every day and every night, basically we are talking about, you know, before we go to sleep, one of the last things we need to do is to go through the whole day. فَيَكُونُ مُحَاسِبَ نَفْسِهِ. A person should go through the whole day. What did I do today? You know, at home, at workplace, or in the gathering that I went. What was my behavior? What was my work? فَإِنْ رَأَى حَسَنَةً إِسْتَزَادَ مِنْهَا. When he identifies the positive things in it, then he should work to increase those positive things. وَإِنْ رَأَى سَيِّئَةً. But if he realizes there are some, you know, sins or wrong things that he has done, إِسْتَغْفَرَ مِنْهَا. He should, number one, ask of Allah for forgiveness, you know, so that he is not disgraced on the day of Qiyamah. And so this is a daily exercise expected by, you know, the Imam is expecting us to do that every day. Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says, "Man hasaba nafsuhu waqafa ala uyubihi." A person who examines himself, he will discover his defects. Wa ahata bidhunubihi. And he will be able to identify the sins that he has committed. And therefore, he will fastakhala dhunub wa aslaha al-uyub. He will try to get rid of the sins and improve the deficiency and the weaknesses that he have. The last hadith is very interesting from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Talking to Abu Dharr, a very close companion of the Imam, is considered of the Prophet, and our Imams have said he's on the second level of the Iman. Salman is on number one, Abu Dharr is number on the second level there. He says to him, لا يكون الرجل من المتقين حتى يحاسب نفسه أشد من محاسبة الشريك شريكه. He says a person cannot be a true muttaqi, a righteous person, until he evaluates himself more than your business partner will examine you. You know, sometimes partners, of course, they would like to see, you know, have you been doing everything okay? And he can also turn around and ask you the same question. Just to have this, you know, clarity in the business, so there's no doubts. And the Prophet says you should actually examine yourself more than your business partner would examine you. فَيَعْلَمْ. How do you do this? This is the guidelines that the Imam is, the Prophet is giving. فَلَيَعْلَمْ مِنْ عَيْنَ مَطْعَمُهُ وَمِنْ عَيْنَ مَشْرَبُهُ. You should first of all, you know, find out that what is the source of his food and drink. We're not just talking about whether it's halal or haram. We're talking about the source. وَمِنْ أَيْنَ مَلْبَسُهُ. Even the clothes and the attire that he has, what is the source of that, you know, money used for it? أَمِنْ حَلَالٍ أَوْ مِنْ حَرَامٍ. Is it from halal or haram? يَا أَبَا ذَرْ مَنْ لَمْ يُبَالِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اِكْتَسَبَ الْمَالِ. A person who doesn't care about where, you know, he acquired his wealth, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will not care to put him in whatever gate of the Jahannam that he wants. You know, and so this is something we have to keep in our mind, that one of the important issues is this muhasaba of the nafs, something to be done before we go to sleep. I don't want to ruin your sleep. But, you know, keep that, you know, in mind, and this is something we have to work on it on ourselves, inshallah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Adi Alim Hali Hakim Mati شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صابر مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلى الله عليه.